Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest coming back to the show. Lee, how are you doing today?
Very good. Thanks for the invite.
Yes, we're very happy to have you back. Of course, we wanted to talk to you more about your CyberBacker and experience of virtual leverage. Now, before we head on to that, though, I need your help here real quick. How long have you been with your CyberBacker, Lee?
Oh, man. Which one? I think that's the first answer.
I know.
ICE has been with us going on, I want to say, 3 years.
3 years.
He was super excited about that because I believe there's some benefits to them being in the role for a period of years, right?
True. Yeah, that's true.
Yep. And before that, we had a couple other ones that multi-years. Robbie, Blaine, Venus. So each one has served a role in different positions. We have Marvin right now. And so each one has served stepping stones to help our businesses in different avenues and different tools.
Gosh, so really, you've worked with a lot of CyberBackers, and as of the moment, now working with CyberBacker, was this your first time to work with people who are virtual then, Lee?
Oh yes, yeah. 2020, I made the decision to invest into my business, kind of blind faith, knowing that if I have the understanding of my systems and I have the understanding of how I can hold accountable, it was going to work. And, it's kind of the other side of it. If someone was to say, hey, this doesn't work, I would say that's one of the first things that I would help them look under the hood and put a mirror and say, hey, did you have your systems and your model crystal clear? Do you have your technology leveraging your models and systems? And then you bring in the who.
True. Absolutely true. Because again, you really have to be ready before diving into virtual leverage. Again, even if you have multiple CyberBacks, if you don't have a system in place, I don't think it's going to work out anyway. Don't you agree?
I completely agree.
Now, during the beginning, though, of your partnership with CyberBacker, what were the things that you needed help with and what did you plan for?
So, again, multiple buckets, if you will. At first, it was outbound lead generation. Mm-hmm. It was leverage meaning time to make calls, to schedule appointments, and then kind of pass the baton in a relay. For my real estate business, Azrael, who's been with us for going on 3 years, he helps. So he's the assistant to our director of operations. So he's leverage for her, and I'm not in day-to-day conversations with him. She is, and she trained him through the systems that I trained her through. So it was like me pass the baton to her. She then took the models and systems that our team successfully leveraged. And then now he is an extra 40 hours a week to leverage her.
Oh, gosh. So really a lot of teamwork there, a lot of help because of virtual leverage. Now, let's go back though, even further. Even before you got to work with CyberBackers, what were your initial thoughts about virtual leverage in that? What were your first thoughts that came to mind when you first heard about the idea of virtual leverage then?
I mean, of course, the first idea as a human is, could it work? Is a bit of being skeptical, because again, you're in this example, you're communicating with someone that was brought up differently, that has different experiences, that's in a completely different time zone. And so you have naturally a skeptical, all right, well, let's see how this goes. But I was assured that the hiring process would mirror one that I'm already comfortable doing, which we call here in our world career visioning, where we're able to go through, well, first have a missing persons report. Who is it? What is it? How do you want that individual to act, behave, and communicate? And so then you go through the interviewing process. And interesting enough, my first hire, Robbie, she was the first of, so I had five interviews and she was the first one of the five. And at the end, I said, I'd like to talk with her again. And we were together for several years and it helped me understand and appreciate that there's a learning curve.
Of course.
But there's communication. Humans are humans. And if you set clear expectations, clear guidelines, and you know what it is that you're looking to get out of the relationship, and you can communicate that with parameters, well, they either do it or they don't. And if they don't do it, then you have a conversation. You don't go, oh, well, let's just see if it works next week. So a virtual leverage and physical leverage, there really is no difference other than Zoom.
Absolutely agree with you there, 100%. Now, you already have a lot of experience working with cyberbacks, working with team members who are virtually. Talk to me more about that. What one piece of advice, the most important piece of advice that you'd be able to give other business owners that are looking into virtual leverage, that are looking into cyberback?
One piece of advice I would say is hire slow, fire fast. Hire slow, fire fast. And now that's easy to say. Like, oh, you know, fire fast. But if you know exactly what you're looking for, you hire slow, meaning you're checking off the boxes. You've asked a plethora of questions, the ones that you guys provide, the thought analysis. Okay, how do they think? What are their processes? How do they communicate? What are their specialties? Are they learning based? Hire slow. Go through multiple interviews. Have a thorough understanding that this is a win-win relationship. But the moment that they're not exceeding your expectations, stop and have a performance interview or a PIP. Have a conversation to, all right, hey, what's the performance improvement plan? This is what my expectation was. This is our reality. And that reminds me, having crystal clear written expectations is vital, because then you could go back to the PIP, performance improvement plan, and say, hey, this is what we agreed. This is what is output. What's getting in the way? What are your thoughts? And how do we get better? No different than if you had a physical that was underperforming.
True. Absolutely true. Now, do you think during the interview process, though, again, just going through the interviews, asking the questions, would it be okay for the business owner to, let's say, set the expectations right there? Hey, this is what I need during the partnership, things like that. Just going through the interview process. Do you think that's a good way on finding that perfect cyberbag, that perfect person for you and the business? You think?
Experience matters in the skill of interviewing. And so I think, yes, absolutely. But answers to your questions aren't necessarily what they say. It's also what they don't say. It's in a hesitation. It's in their confidence. It's in all of the variables to the answer to that question. And so, yes, I think you, as the interviewer, we should be prepared to ask questions and be prepared to get clarity in whatever their answers are. Because just because somebody answered my question doesn't mean that they're the right fit.
True.
I got to go three deep. I got to go deeper on the answer. Tell me more about that. How did you come up with that? What is an experience that you've had in the past on that? And I want to get a holistic answer to a question versus, hey, so tell me, what's your experience with this? Well, then I would want to say, when was the last time you did it? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about it? Where did you learn it? How would you improve it? How would you like to communicate with me? And how can I communicate with you? How do I win with you? How do I lose with you? And so absolutely, but being prepared.
Being prepared, just being there during the interview. I think it really goes a long way, especially during the interview process, just asking the right question. Again, expounding on those questions as well, because you get to know who you're going to be working with in the partnership anyway. Am I right?
Yeah. And I, in the multiple hires that we made for different positions, mm-hmm. I hadn't made a bad hire. Like, there wasn't, oh, I went through the interview process and in 2 weeks I went, oh my God, what did I do? Yeah. That didn't happen. And one, we're prepared. And I think that the advice that I would give for someone that this is their first go round mm-hmm. is go in and be curious and don't settle. Don't settle. Because you don't want to go through another round of interviews. Slow down, because you're investing in somebody's life, like they're humans. And so I think the important factor in this is be prepared, as we've discussed, but know what and who you're looking for. And if you're not seeing them through multiple rounds, like, stop for a second and have a conversation with a folk over at Cyberbacker to kind of, okay, well, let's try this different type of pool to see what we can pull from.
Yes, again, really goes back to the thought that you mentioned earlier. Hire slow, fire fast. Really just go through the process. Understand that this is going to be an investment in your business, your future too, and in that person's future as well. Now, one last question while I still have you here, Lee. You've been working with Cyberbackers for a long time now. What's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage in the business so far?
Time. But you noted some. I want to note something you mm-hmm. just said right before you transitioned to mm-hmm. this question. The key to a successful relationship with a virtual is putting in the time.
Absolutely.
Think of it as an airplane taking off. Like, the amount of fuel that an airplane needs to take off versus once it's in the air is massively different.
Absolutely.
True. And so the amount of time, energy, and effort on the front end is vital to the success of the relationship. And so if you just hire someone, you say, go figure it out. Odds are it's not going to succeed.
Out. True.
However, if you have a clear 30, 60, 90, my first 30 days, this is exactly what we're going to meet at 8:30 in the morning. And we're going to do this till 9:30. And then you're going to go out and do this, this, and this. And then you're going to report back to me. And you're going to tell me how you fit, like what your feedback was, what your thoughts are. All right. Now, tomorrow, we're going to train on this. All right. Now go do it. And so, putting in that time is hiring slow, but then putting in the time to pour into your leverage is vital for the success, because they're a part of your team, and you would never expect to bring someone into your business and just say, go figure it out. You would put in the time and energy to assure that they success, right?
Yes. Absolutely agree. Love that point that you made. Again, airplane needs a lot more fuel for it to get up to the air rather than just staying in the air, because it's the same as virtual lever. Investing in your cyberbacker during the beginning, they need a lot more time, probably a lot more meetings here and there, a lot more Zoom meetings, more conversations. But once they have that steady in the air, I think it's going to be smooth sailing from there, right? Something like that.
Yeah, because my experience, there's a level of appreciation for the role. There's a level of appreciation being part of the company. And again, the more you invest in your partner, the more they're going to take a bullet or put in the time and the energy for you, at least in my opinion.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you there, 100%. Now, Lee, I know you've been working with Cyberbacker for a long time now. Do you want to give your cyberbackers a quick shout out on the show before we end?
Yeah, I mean, look, Robbie, Venus, Marvin, you guys are rock stars. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to serve with you. Yeah, thank you for all of your time, energy, and effort. And keep on keeping on. Keep fighting the good fight.
There we go. Now, Lee, we are very excited to keep this partnership very strong, as it already is. We're excited to see the growth. And of course, thank you very much for coming back to the show. I mean, we always have fun having you here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website, www.cyberbacker.com, and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.